Computer, initiate relaxation program Roberts 42.
Working.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
Sitting on Grandma's porch and listening to a gentle rain is a great way to relax between shifts. Now, I'll just move this chair over here. Ah, that's it. Computer. Record personal message to Dr. Robinson, Music Department, Starfleet Academy, Stardate 20136.9. Dear Dr. Robinson, thanks for the message you sent last month. Sorry I haven't had time to reply sooner, but life's been pretty crazy around here. Since transferring to Deep Space Nine, I've been assigned to the Science Division under Commander Dax. Working with her is great fun. I'm certain you've heard of the recent discovery of the wormhole. I have every hope that I'll be assigned to the first planetary survey mission in the Gamma Quadrant. You mentioned you'd become interested in studying 21st century communications technology. I did a little research for you and came up with a fascinating phenomenon called podcasting. It was something like the old-style radio shows I've heard you speak of, but it was broadcast on what they called the Internet, which I presume was a forerunner of our modern subspace communications network. It seems that, at the start of that century, there was a huge television and film phenomenon called Star Trek that dominated their popular culture and inspired many of these podcasts. I can only assume this was a result of the temporal Cold War. Since they describe our current lives with such pinpoint accuracy, it's a bit unnerving sometimes. Sadly, only a very few of these podcasts have been preserved till now, presumably the ones that everyone believed were the best of all. I've listened to several of them in between shifts. One of my favorites is called The Ready Room. I just listened to their 99th episode, so I hope number 100 has been preserved as well. Chris Jones, the creator and main host, is someone I would really love to have met personally. He and his co-hosts have such wonderful insights into the future that I believe Crewman Daniels must have been on their team. His show was so wonderful that it grew into an entire podcast network called Trek FM. I've listened to most of those shows, and I love all the other hosts, too. If you want to get a feel for what podcasting was like, I can't think of a better place to start. With our current technology, we could revive this ancient tradition and start a podcast that would span the entire galaxy. What do you think it could be about? Music, perhaps? I still miss your music theory classes at the Academy. Well, my shift starts soon, so I better close for now. Have a wonderful day and stay in touch when you can. This is Ensign Roberts, signing off. Computer, save message and send. Computer, end program.